This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Drs. Hiram and Geronda Crawford talking about, they're from Chicago's Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance, and they won the 2022 Herb Wegner Memorial Award for Outstanding Organization. So Hiram and Geronda came on the show to tell us how they feel about winning this award and all the amazing and inspiring work that they do in the Chicago area. So check it out. Welcome to our show. We have a very special program today. We are in the midst of some winners here on CU Broadcast. And let's get to some introductions before we start talking about the awards that were being handed out. We have Drs. Hiram and Geronda Crawford here from Chicago's Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show.
We're fine. Thank you so much for having us.
You are very welcome. I'm honored to have you guys here because you all just won the 2022 Herb Wegner Memorial Award for Outstanding Organization. Congratulations. Oh my gosh. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So this all happened a couple of weeks ago at the GAC in Washington, D.C. So my first question to you all is, how does it feel to be recognized for this award, to be, you know, the outstanding organization? Geronda, I'll let you go first. Ladies first.
Okay. Well, it really is amazing. I mean, because, you know, we just kind of came together just to kind of help each other. Ted Warlow was the person who had the idea that we should come together. And our first meeting, we just had 4 credit unions and 10 people. And 2 of those people were Malia Peel from the NCUA and Joyce Jackson from ICUL, Illinois Credit Union.
Yep.
So actually, it was really only 8 people that were faith-based credit unions. But the Lord has really blessed, and we just were working together. And believe it or not, it's been like 11 years. It's just amazing. And we were just thrilled and amazed and shocked that our little organization got recognized.
There you go. And Hiram, what's going through? What are some of your thoughts?
Well, I think that the Lord is doing some mighty, mighty great things, bringing together these little teeny credit unions under $1 million, all volunteering, everybody volunteering to help their people with all their financial needs and their little churches, Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, you name it. Amen.
Indeed.
And so it's just a joy to see God working miracles and working with people, helping people.
Agreed. So before we get to talking about how you guys won the award, because you guys have done some tremendous work there in Chicago, tell us briefly about Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance. What is it? And just for those 1 or 2 people who may not have heard of it. give us a quick overview of it.
Well, the Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance is a group of credit unions. We come together. We are predominantly faith-based. We do have some associate members and that are not faith-based. But basically, we come together for support. We do all of our mandatory trainings at the Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance. We write grants together. We now have a core processor together.
Oh, wow.
And we funded it together. And so it's just, you know, we have actually 4 projects right now that we're in the midst of. We have the core processor. We're doing credit bureau checking. Believe it or not, our little small credit unions couldn't afford to do credit check. And we're in a contract to do the loan liners. So that we'll have online loan liners, and then we have a multimedia campaign, so we're trying to get all of those going for everybody. And then now we have a larger credit union who has agreed to do participatory loans with us for mortgages, so that our little small credit unions will be able to offer mortgages, which of course would have been unheard of individually. So it's just phenomenal. You know, what do they say? If you want to go what is it, far, you go alone. But if you want to, whatever, whichever way it is.
You I know, think I know what you're saying. Yeah. You go together if you want to go even further.
Right. Together. Together. If we realize that when we go together, we can get a whole lot more.
Exactly. Done. Yeah. This is the ultimate form of collaboration, which credit unions, as you guys well know, do very, very well. And this is a great example of it. And correct me if I'm wrong, there's 10 credit unions in this alliance right now, or
actually now we have 21.
Oh my gosh, I'm way off. I apologize.
No, that's okay, because we actually have 10 in the core process.
Okay. Okay.
That came together and did the core process. There are a number of credit unions that have joined since, and you know, we got all this funded. So not only did we get the core processor funded, but we got like 2 years of maintenance funded. So there are some who would love to be a part of that, but you know, we got to find the money. So
I hear you. I hear you. Money kind of makes the world go round a little bit. So we got to get that. Got to make money to be able to serve. So that's for sure. Next question. And Hiram, this is for you. What are the sizes of the credit union? What's the size range of credit unions that are in the alliance?
Our size runs from about $50,000.
Really?
Yes. And then we have our nice faith-based credit union that are the largest, around a million and something in that range.
Okay.
Our credit union is one of the larger ones, Israel Methcon Federal. But the majority average, I would say, is between $200,000 to $300,000.
Okay.
And you have about three or four good volunteers taking care of the financial records.
Oh my gosh.
The state regulator and the federal regulators, keeping Uncle Sam and our regulators happy.
Oh, of course. And of course.
So the Lord has blessed us to be able to get together and basically do most of the requirements, because we all basically have the same requirements. We come together and say the deadline for such and such is in a month. Let's all meet the month before and make sure we met all the requirements, which we do. And pretty much everybody's moving right along. And we thank God that almost every one of our credit unions are, if they're in the federal system, rating of a one or a two. And that's a blessing in itself.
No doubt. No doubt.
And we hope to keep it so that all of them will be regulated.
Yeah.
Rating one. That's what we're working on, as all of us get together and with the book work and all the financial things that have to be done, keeping our regulators happy.
Of course, got to keep them happy for sure. Geronda, it looks like you want to add to that?
Yeah, one of the things, when we started, none of our credit unions were CDFI certified. Malia Peel worked with us, and we had a number of people to start out, but we had three to finish the process, and we became CDFI certified. At that time, there were only three in the state, so we actually doubled number that were in the state.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and now we actually have 12 credit unions that are CDFI certified, and so we're like 60-something percent of the state.
State of Illinois.
Yeah.
Right in that, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so just recently we had, we got, I think, four or five through. And we're trying to work with credit unions now. We just had a marathon. We're several of them now are trying to get the technical assistance grants from CDFI. Oh. And so we had seven credit unions on a Zoom call Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night, getting them through that SF-424 process. So that's what we do. We work with each other. We kind of have a theme that says no credit union left behind.
There you go.
So we work with them until they, you know, everybody gets it. And so we're thrilled. We actually have 12 that are applying for the TA grant. So that's exciting.
Yeah, because that's no easy task, getting CDFI certified, as you guys well know. And so to have that number in that smallest area is a huge, huge win for you, for sure. So, oh my gosh, that's great news. And let's get to how you all serve your member. I want to get to how many members are kind of collectively in this within the credit unions, the alliance, or can you give me a ballpark of how many members you guys are?
Our average size in terms of membership is basically in that neighborhood of 100 to 200 members in each credit union.
Okay.
It's basically the average.
Gosh.
And of course, the large credit unions have much bigger, but
oh yeah,
that's the average size.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how and do you all, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so high
range in terms of their, most of us started in the 50s and 60s, 1950s and 1960s, and our churches were come together to start their credit union. And of course, those churches are still existent and still working with their members.
Good stuff.
Yeah. A lot of that came about because, you know, Black people couldn't get loans. And so, they really came together out of necessity mm-hmm. to so that they could get the loans that they needed so that they could get cars and mm-hmm. they could get to work and all of those sorts of things.
How very credit union of you all to do that, to come together like that. You know, it's just, it's such a credit union thing to do, you know, to come together and help those who really need it. So can you share with me how you all help your members? I mean, because I read a couple of stories about how you all, like after a Sunday service, you all get together and help out folks in the neighborhood or even in the evenings. So what do you all do? How do you help serve these folks who sometimes are left out in the cold, so to speak, you know, who are underserved, underbanked, as we all hear? So how do you guys help them?
Well, let me give you one classic example.
Sure.
We had a family, had a fire. And the credit union was able to go to them and make a loan. And we were able to extend that loan so they could take care of the home that had burned down. And a group of us all came together. And we went into that place and helped clean it up and helped tidy it up. And when the construction workers came, everything was pretty much done. And some of us even helped with the construction. I don't know anything about plastering or whatever. We were there to help out. But, but the point was, you know, the credit union was a family of God that helped put them together. And we thank Jesus for the blessings of mm-hmm. the Lord. That are yay and amen. As we all came together to help out that family. And that's happened many, many times. And back in the good old days, of course, in the 50s and 60s and 70s and all those good days, most of our members lived in the projects that were in Chicago, and the Robert Taylor projects and Ivy Wells and da da da. And so the credit union was able to help many, many, many of them purchase their homes for the first time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Their family out of the projects, which was a blessing for many, many, many.
Yeah.
And of course, many other things they're able to do, but that's just some of them.
I mean, how rewarding of work that is. I mean, just from your perspective, I mean, just to see the look on these folks' faces, you know, when they get a house or a car or anything like that. It's just the rewards are not even talking monetary, you know, it's just the feeling that you get. I mean, like you say, it's such a blessing to see this happen. Gosh, I mean, the work you guys do is just phenomenal. Oh my gosh, no wonder you guys won. Homies.
But, you know, let's moving forward, fast forwarding, one of those families that was in the projects, the young lady grew up and she grew up in the church and she was able that she has a home now. I think they have two cars. But in the pandemic, she was a man of a store
mm-hmm.
and the store closed. The company closed the store.
Oh, no.
She lost her job. She had been with the company for 23 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And we, through the NCUA COVID grant, we were able to help her with some of her bills. We were able to pay off the loans that she had with our credit union. And so, you know, that was just something that she didn't have to worry about.
Right.
But the amazing thing that I do have to mention, my husband's dad, Hiram Crawford Sr., Reverend Hiram Crawford Sr., he started a credit union in every state he was sent to. The denomination would send him to different states and he'd start a credit union.
What?
And yes. So I mean, he believed in cooperatives. He really, really did. And so, you know, that's why our credit union is nearly 60 years old, because, you know, he came to Chicago nearly 60 years ago and he started a credit union.
Good for him.
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this story keeps getting better and better. It gets better as the more I talk to you. Oh my goodness. Hey, Akuna's Tom Sakash. He's the, he kind of is head of the small credit unions there. He said that you all have inspired many programs that CUNA now runs for their small credit unions. So that's got to be a nice feather in your cap to hear that CUNA is actually using some of your programs. What are your thoughts on that, Hiram?
Oh, fantastic. That CUNA is able to learn.
There you go. There you go.
Those little teeny weeny guys.
Yes, we invited Tom to one of our cumulative things. As I said, we try to do everything together. We work together. And we had done a needs assessment, and everybody found that we really needed succession planning. So I wrote two grants at that time, one to NCUA and one to CDFI. I didn't expect to get CDFI because I had written one the year before and didn't get it. So I said, well, you know, in case I don't get it, then, you know, at least I'll have NCUA. So we actually got both of them. And we were able to, through the NCUA grant, we brought in Inclusive. And, you know, I mean, what is training one person or training 100 people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we invited everybody to come to the training, and everybody got the training on succession planning.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the kind of thing, you know, we just work together. We think, how can I do something that will help the group?
Right, right.
Many times, you know, we have people like Malia Phil and Joyce Gregoire that were with the NCUA and the credit union. We come in and work with the group with the paperwork on the table. Everybody becomes, and you know, learning how to, why did you move this over to the assets?
Yeah.
And why did you move this to the liabilities?
Yeah.
Understanding the concept, because everybody's volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And with a job, you've got 8 hours of work every day. So in the evening, you're, you know, that way we were able to work together as a group. Everybody filled out their papers and filed what reports were needed to keep Uncle Sam happy.
Yeah. And we've mentioned Joyce Jackson. We've mentioned Malia Peel, but we can't fail to mention Robin Hollis, because she has been really, really so very instrumental in so many of the things that we've done recently, as far as the contract negotiations and it's just been wonderful. We have had wonderful support. The league has been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been, we couldn't have done what we've done without the help of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Collectively, we are so much more powerful, for sure. So how do other credit unions get involved? Because you said earlier, Geronda, that, you know, you've had many more credit unions join the Alliance. So are you guys always open to having more credit unions join the Alliance to help? Obviously. Yeah.
No, absolutely. You know, the more we can help, the better. You
exactly.
know, and so we are open to both faith-based and non-faith-based. We just recently had a fraternity to join us.
Oh, really?
You know, we have a community credit union that is a part. So we're here to help. That's all we're here for, is to help.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Hiram, do you have anything else to add to that? Help get,
well, for instance, with our church in particular, and several of the other churches, I don't have to say quite a few of them, like we have food pantries where we, you know, feed the people in the neighborhood free with all the foods they need and so forth and so on. And of course, the credit unions are able to help with the funding in terms of helping, you know, the members take care that are volunteering in those food drives to feed those people that are in need of food and whatever their other needs are. I want several of our credit unions does the federal income tax for free during the period for federal income tax filing before April 15th of every year. And, you know, that gives their members to bring in to help out people.
Exactly.
And so that's very important, you know, as well. And helping with many of the seniors in terms of being able to help them with their needs and so forth
right.
and so on. And it's important because, you know, a senior gets old, and with our credit union, I'm sure others have done the same thing. We know our members, and some of the young kids will come in, try to get grandma's money.
And yeah. Say, well,
you got to get grandma to sign this little paper.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we call grandma and say,
and she's like,
better watch out for Johnny.
Yeah, watch out for him. Well, glad you guys are there looking out for those folks, for sure. So my last question to you all is, what What advice do you have for other credit unions based on the work that you do, or what lessons can you share with other credit unions out there? Because you guys are really, there's another I word that keeps coming to my mind, and it's inspiring. The work that you are doing is nothing short of inspiring. So, it really gets down to the roots of what credit unions are all about. And you guys are living it daily. So it's really impressive and inspiring to see that what you guys are doing and have done. So what advice can you give to other credit unions who are looking to do something similar or live this on a daily basis? Hiram, I'll let you go first.
Okay, we'll use the example that Jesus used.
Let's hear it.
And he had 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And notice nobody got a salary.
That's right. They were all volunteers too.
They were out doing miracles, literally helping the poor and the needy.
Yes.
You know, we both have doctorate degrees from different universities. But the beautiful thing is that just gives us the tool to be able to help people. And that's the blessing in itself.
Yeah.
You know, we work with Pacific Garden Mission as volunteers, you know, helping out people in many, many ways. And I don't know if you ever heard of Pacific Garden Mission, but it's a mission here in Chicago that houses on the average a few thousand people. It takes care of them 24/7, never closed. I think we're celebrating
140 or something.
Years of service.
Oh my gosh.
And never closed, but always fed people, house them, clothe them, and children and whatever. But the credit union business is just like that mission. People in our churches have needs. Mm-hmm. We want to help them. So grandma, grandpa put up a few thousand dollars and helped grandchildren with their homes, their cars, whatever they need.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing is, because we know them, when the little junior says, I'm not going to pay, grandpa goes and says, Junior, you get over to that credit union and pay that bill. And that has been very, very in all our credit unions.
I love it. You know,
that's the beauty, because it's a volunteer situation.
Yeah.
And grandma, we call him up and say, look, you know, little Junior ain't been here in 2 months. All of a sudden that third month, guess who shows up? With his payment.
Yeah, there's Junior. Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Jeron, did you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I would say, kind of piggybacking on what my husband said, is commitment. You know, with Pacific Garden Mission, we teach a computer class there, and we're there every Monday. It does. I mean, actually, we miss the day that we receive the award. That's the only reason we ever miss is because we're out of town.
Right.
And I think we need that kind of commitment with the credit unions. You know, that, you know, if you're saying that you're going to be on a committee, then commit to that committee.
Yep.
You know, and just work and try to build that commitment in people, because it really, really makes a difference. And it can help the credit union to make a difference.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, the actions speak way louder than words. And you guys are living it again daily. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, you guys have really inspired me. I feel like I have not done enough. So now I'm going to have to go out and up my game to go out and do some more stuff out there and to help people out. So, oh my gosh, you guys.
Well, if you know any faith-based credit unions in San Diego,
we do.
Some of our ways.
Yes, okay. Right. I will let them know for sure.
And you know, the amazing thing is, one thing we didn't mention is that guess how much the dues are per year for credit unions?
I don't know.
$10.
$10
for credit. Yes, $10. And if you're an associate member, you have to pay $20.
Oh, yeah. More than double.
So we wanted to make it so everybody, I mean, anybody can pull out a $10 bill.
Yes, they can.
Right?
That's right.
So it's not the money.
Right.
It's that, you know, we have these credit unions that are sustainable, because the reality is that if these credit unions are not there, then, you know, we're going to have the predatory lenders that will come into play, and our people can't afford that.
Right,
so we need to keep these credit unions alive and vibrant.
Yeah. Oh, what a great message to end on. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You two are absolutely the best. So thank you so much. And congratulations on a well-deserved award. I mean, that was, yeah, that's just huge. And it's the work that you all are doing speaks volumes for credit unions out there. And it's an honor to have you all on today. And thank you so much for all the hard work that you do and all the people that you inspire on a daily basis, you know, even directly or even indirectly. It's amazing. So again, congratulations and keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.